Okay, sheet number four, source. Source one. The Gemara in Shabbos, Lama Dalet Amar Aleph. Why can you not do hatmana? Let's say with a towel, you want to cover a pot with a towel on Shabbos. We're afraid that if you cover with a towel, you're going to see the soup is not hot enough, whatever you're covering is not hot enough, and you're going to come to put it on the fire on Shabbos. If you look at Rashi, the Ramasal Mishachashecha. He says, Shema yimtza k'dei rasha shenistana in k'sheyirtza latmina. You're afraid that, let's say we're talking about a soup. We're afraid you're going to see that it's cold when you come to cover it. Yartichena t'chila v'nimtza v'vashel v'shabbos. We're afraid you're going to cook it now on Shabbos. Now the question is, we just learned in the Mishnah last week that something that's cooked on Shabbos, something that's sharon I say b'cham v'shabbos, mutter l'shoy say b'cham v'shabbos. So what's the issur over here of cooking it again? It's your soup, it's already cooked. So even if you're, what are we afraid of? Cover it, and if you see it's not cooked enough, put it back on the fire. And we see again in the Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Beis something very similar again, where we see that bishul achar bishul is not necessarily always mutter. The Gemara says v'neichal shema magaspa. If you have a pot of dye that's being kept in a pot over Shabbos, I think in the old days they used to cook dye over many days. The Gemara asks, why are we not afraid that shema magaspa? You might stir it on Shabbos. And Rashi says the issue would be bishul. But what's the issue? Again, what's the issue of bishul if you're cooking something that's already cooked? You're stirring something that's already fully cooked and it's on the fire. So we have three different approaches in the Rishayim on what this added bishul achar bishul is going to be. So the Rush starts off in the third parak Yud Aleph. He says, what does this mean, magas? Mavushal. Havi bishul midarabanan. Lamanush af betavshul shemispashal venitstanan. If you have a liquid tavshul that was cooked and then it gets cold, shayach by bishul. Kevin sheish by mashka, since it's a liquid. Vahadar minan kol shabab b'cham lefnei Shabbos, sharon esay b'cham b'shabbos. We already learned bishul achar bishul's mutter. Hainu davar yavesh. That's talking about something that's dry, a piece of meat, or something that's not lach. Kagain tarnagoytu derab abba. And the idea behind it is if you have something that's lach and you recook it, something that's lach, you heat up water and then it gets cold again. It's exactly where it was before. So if you reheat it again, you're starting the process of cooking again. As opposed to something that's dry, it's already fully cooked, and to cook it again would be no issue, depending on, we had a machlekes if it's machlo ben drusoy or not. That was last week. So if we look on the bottom of the sheet, source number four, Rabbein Yerucham, he adds on to the Rush. And he says the only time you're going to be chayv, ki kol davar shenitstanin afil mevushal kol tzarkai, v'yesh bai raitif, anything that's cold, it's already fully cooked, but there's raitif. You have chicken with a gravy or a steak with a gravy, but let's say we're talking about something with a lot of gravy for now. Umitstamik v'yafalai, and you're adding to it. When you recook it and you heat it up, you're making it better. Yesh bai mishum bishal, will the perish ein manichan eisai kol kach samuch lemadura, mimakam sheyad tzeledis bai, you can never put something close enough to the fire that it's going to hit Yad Saladis, even if it's fully cooked. So he adds on that in order to make it, in order to make you chayiv for recooking the liquid, that's only if you're going to be mitstamak v'yafala. You're going to add to, and you're going to enhance the liquid. So, for example, a chicken soup, if you recook it again, you're enhancing it. They say chicken soup always gets better as long as you cook it. Source number five. So now we have the Rajba. The Rajba argues on the past two Rishayim, and this is the and he seems to have no issue with Bishul Achar Bishul B'lach. He says, "Mekom Makom Mistarver De'ein Aser Kenega Medura V'Leik V'Leibu Kirishin Ela Tzayin Inshlein Is Bashal." The only issue of putting something by a fire on Shabbos is if it was cold and it was never cooked before. And there's a Hefsher Atu Bishul. We're afraid that if you're going to defrost something that's cold, you're going to come to cook it, or leave it there, or cook it. Avot Tzayin Inshlein Is Bashal. Anything that's cold that was already cooked, Afilu B'Kirishin Ay Kenega Medura V'Afilu Makom Shiyad Tzeledes By Mutter. There's no, even if it's going to hit Yad Tzeledes, but there's no issue of Bishul Achar Bishul. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings down the Rush and Rabbein Yerucham, but we don't see the Rajba brought down Lahalacha. So Lahalacha, we're definitely Chayshish for Bishul Achar Bishul Balach. The Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yud Chesiv Dalad. The initial bishul of what?
Of the lach.
Either way, you can never recook lach. According to the Rajba?
Yeah. Meaning, is it like a Kamacha Bender's say type
of
status?
I'm not. By lach, we just had Yad Tzeledes by. We're going to have something later on about if it's really, really boiling hot. But for now, our mark is Yad Tzeledes by. So the Shulchan Aruch says Tavshel shenisbashel kol tzarka yesh bei mishum bishul and mitzdanin. In the case of Tavshel, if it was cooked kol tzarka yesh bei mishum bishul and mitzdanin. Once it gets cold, and the Rama adds on v'yeshem redafka mitzamek v'yafalei. Only if you enhance the food when you recook it, the lach material. V'im lein nisbashel kol tzarka, if it wasn't fully cooked, afil nisbashel kamachu b'drusai shayach bei bishul afil b'ayder eseach. If it wasn't fully cooked, even if it was cooked kamachu b'drusai, there's an issue of bishul. But v'hani mili sheish by bishul achar bishul, when is this whole problem of bishul achar bishul? But tavshel sheish by mark, it's only if there's gravy or there's a sauce to it. Avodavrish nespashel kvar v'hu yavesh, something that's dry, mutter l'shoy sebacham b'shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chafei says, mitstamak v'yaflei, avol im mitstamak v'ra'alei mutter, according to this, the Ramah brings down Rabbein Yeruchim, so according to, it seems like what Paschal, like the Ramah, it's mutter to put to recook lach if it's not mitzamek v'yafalei. So l'anicha semach adir afim makom shi'at shalad. Despite the ayin bebach shapasek asvar rishayna the ein chelik b'zeh v'chein lashav biyagros. So you see the Mishnah Berurah, even though he's arguing on the Ramah, so we're going to paskin like the Mishnah Berurah, who brings down that we don't paskin like this Ramah and Rabbein Yerucham. We're machber like the bach shapasek asvar rishayna of the Shulchan Aruch from the Rush. In chilek b'zeh, there's no chilek if it's mitzamek v'yafalei or not. V'chein mashu b'bir gro, the Gaon also makes no nafkamina of mitzamek v'yafalei or not.
It doesn't matter if it's included in there.
Right. Lamaisa, no, it doesn't matter. Where is it?
He doesn't, it's not a problem if it's included?
Okay, right?
Yeah.